You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. All right, this is kind of an interesting story here. They say men who go bald by the age of 40 are more likely to get prostate cancer. This isn't the first time we talked about this. Remember a few years back they were discussing early male pattern baldness and how that could put you at risk for prostate cancer. They were thinking because of the high levels of testosterone. Well, another study comes out saying men who go bald by the time they reach 40 may be at increased risk of getting prostate cancer. Now, what happened was scientists studied hair loss patterns in nearly 10,000 men, and they found that those who had receding hairlines earlier in life were more likely, again, to have early onset prostate cancer. Now, the researchers come from Australia, so we could give them credit, the Australians. I love Australians. All right, yeah. Is Keith Urban Australian or New Zealand? Keith Urban's New Zealand. Yeah, I've been watching him on American Idol. He is cute. I didn't realize how much I liked Keith Urban. Too bad he's stuck sitting between Nicki Minaj and Mariah Carey. I love Mariah Carey. Nicki Minaj, I really don't get. I don't understand why she's giving Mariah Carey such a hard time on American Idol. I know a lot of you don't watch American Idol, but just to bring you up to speed here, apparently Nicki Minaj has some beef with Icon and trendsetter, and I believe one of the very few influential female singers who probably paved the path allowing people like Nicki Minaj to become successful later, Mariah Carey. And just Nicki Minaj gives her a hard time, and I guess this week she's supposed to cuss her out and threaten assault, or I'm not sure what's going on. So I'm on Team Mariah. But back to the Australians, Keith Urban's sitting next to him. New Zealanders, he's sitting next to her, and you can see he doesn't want to be in between the cat fights. I still don't understand why Nicki Minaj is even there. All right, you got Mariah Carey. We really don't need anybody else. I mean, you got Mariah Carey, Randy Jackson, Keith Urban, you're good. Anyway, let's go back to the study. So, thousands and thousands of cases of prostate cancer are diagnosed every year, right? And it is one of the leading causes of male cancer. Keep in mind, lung cancer is still the number one killer for both men and women. Hands down, it's still lung cancer. Even though smoking's on the decline, lung cancer is still the number one killer for both men and women. Remember that for a future pop quiz. But prostate cancer is still extremely common and significant. Now, men aged between 40 and 69 were looked at in this research, and they were asked to score how much hair they had lost at the age of 20 and then at the age of 40. The researchers then tracked them to see how many went on to develop prostate cancer later in life, and these results were published in the journal Cancer Epidemiology. I know many of you have that on the back of your toilet seats, Cancer Epidemiology. I don't have the latest. I may want to borrow from one of you as long as your hands are clean when you reach for the magazine. All right. Actually, no. It's called Cancer Epidemiology Biomarkers and Prevention, better known as the JEABPA journal. Excellent. And they showed men who were mostly bald at 40 were significantly more likely to develop early onset cancer, which for some would then mean in their 50s and 60s. Now, other research shows bald men are more at risk for other prostate conditions like benign prostatic hyperplasia. That's when the prostate grows benignly, not a cancerous growth. The prostate enlarges and enlarges and enlarges until it squeezes on the urethra. Not very fun. All right, so what does this mean? If you're bald, do you worry? No. You know, I think a lot of bald men are pretty sexy. Okay, all right, Yul Brynner. Rick from Pawn Stars. I dig the whole bald men look. I think it looks great. But what it does mean is, as we notice, task forces and the powers that be recommend less prostate cancer screening, those of you who did have early baldness or complete baldness, I would urge you to go and get your PSAs done. All right? But Dr. Dahlia, insurance will pay for PSAs. I guess then find out what the cash price would be and get your PSA. I don't think it's a bad idea. I like to recommend a baseline PSA when my men are in their 40s. So my male patients, when they're in their 40s, I like to get a baseline PSA. As long as it's under 1.7, 0.6, I'm a pretty happy girl. We could check it as often as they'd like us to, but I'm pretty good for a couple years if your level was less than 0.1. Now, if you've been on Propecia, and remember there was a flirtation with one research study, say Propecia and these anti-balding medications could put you at risk for prostate cancer. Now, that's an interesting concept. Remember last year we talked about how Propecia, these medicines that'll Rogaine, help slow down male pattern baldness and balding, were linked to higher aggressive prostate cancer. Maybe it has nothing to do with the medication. Maybe it has to do that with premature balding men being more at risk for prostate cancer, and people are blaming the medication when it's just genetically you're predisposed because you've been losing your hair anyway. So that's kind of interesting. That's interesting. But anyway, men with a family history of prostate cancer, I don't think it's a bad idea to get your PSAs checked. If your PSA and your baseline PSA is over 1, then I would probably recommend in a year getting it rechecked. Now, I know the guidelines are not recommending this. The guidelines recommend, you know, blow off the PSA forever. Well, depending on who's making the guidelines. I don't want to do that yet because I can't tell you how many people we've diagnosed in their 50s and 60s. And 50s and 60s is middle age. It's not senior years anymore. So I think it's important. If your PSA, let's say, is 2.4, now keep in mind, normal is between 0 and 4. All right, studies have shown if you're below 1, you're good for a few years. You may not need that PSA repeated for a few years. But if you're running around the 2s or the 3s, what's going on there? And do we really want to wait till you hit a PSA of 4? You know, most of the prostate cancers I have found in my office weren't people that were up in the 9s or the 10s, way over the 4 cutoff. These were people whose PSA had risen from 1.1 to 2.4 in a year. A greater than a 0.5 hike in your PSA, that calls for evaluation by a urologist. All right, guys, don't go away. A lot more to talk about. 1-877-DOC-DALY.
If you're considering a water filter, have you heard about AquaPail? AquaPail from FreezeDryGuy.com has huge advantages over many other water filters. American-made AquaPail units are designed and engineered to not just filter contaminated water, but capture or kill all bacteria and viruses to non-detectable levels. AquaPail has the fastest flow rate of any other water filter on the market, filtering a gallon of contaminated water in about 5 minutes. That's water when you need it, now. Get the world's fastest, safest, and most reliable gravity-fed portable water treatment system for surface, well, and wastewater sources. AquaPail. Available in 4 sizes starting at only $100. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
You land in Buenos Aires, then are shuttled to Santa Rosa, where a nicely furnished cabin with all amenities, Wi-Fi, executive food and wine, and laundry service awaits. After a good night's sleep, your adventure begins. You're on a golden stag safari for big game. But it's not Africa, it's Argentina. One-on-one guided hunts for water buffalo, cougar, bighorn rams, wild boar, and the biggest stag deer in South America. All gold medal quality. All the action you can handle. Land Rovers, top rental guns with scopes, all food, beverages, hunting guides, ground transportation included, and more, all more affordable than you can imagine. The adventure of a lifetime starts at GoldenStagSafaris.com, the big game hunting ranch, GoldenStagSafaris.com.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
It's time for a home security quiz. Answer this. What effective home security device is smaller than a coffee cup, fakes out burglars into thinking someone is home at your house while you're away, plugs into any wall outlet, is recommended by many police departments, and sells for less than $35? Yes, it's Fake TV. This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in, with burglars usually picking the easy target, a dark house that looks like no one is home. Fake TV is a small electronic security device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV by simulating the light from a real TV. It's like a lamp on a timer, but far more convincing. And for only $34.95, Fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked. Go to FakeTV.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to FakeTV.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Don working the dials. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and follow us on Facebook at the Dr. Dahlia Show. So many of you have heard about the latest news on aspirin and how daily aspirin use could lead to vision loss. I don't want you all to panic. We talked about this months ago. There was a study that came out months ago saying daily aspirin could be linked to macular degeneration. Another study came out saying the same thing. What does it mean? What do we do? Well, you know, MedPage today is a very good source for us doctors to get our medical news. And I love to read these articles on my own. I can't stand, though, reading articles such as this when I have to convert it to radio talk, because some of these articles are written so dry. All right? So I have to, while I report this, go from boring to semi-interesting to fully informative. And that's a trick. I know people think, oh, anybody could get on the radio and be a doctor and talk about these studies and fall asleep in the middle of the study. Yeah, you're right. Anybody can, you know, but can they get the ratings? Okay, that's the big question. All right, so here we go. This is important. Regular aspirin use was associated with an elevated risk for neovascular age-related macular degeneration, an Australian study suggested, but actual causality remains uncertain. Do you guys get that? All right, translation. Aspirin, people who took aspirin regularly found to have macular degeneration, a higher risk. One of the more common causes of blindness, probably one of the most common causes of age-related blindness in our population. But they still have no idea if the aspirin really caused it or not. They just noticed that people who took the aspirin had a higher risk. Okay, next paragraph. After adjustment for age, sex, and history of smoking, the odds ratio for macular degeneration in aspirin users was 2.37, 95% CI, 1.25 to 4.49, according to Jiajing Wang, PhD of the University of Sydney and colleagues. Whew! Okay. It's a scientific experiment. They adjusted for factors, found a higher risk. That's all that means. You know, I could also do this in Spanish. Okay? En el estudio, hay muchas personas que tienen problemas de visión borrosa, nublado. See, I find it much more easier to do this in Spanish. Okay, but here we go. Here we go. Here's some real deep scoop. They say, however, the evidence is insufficient to adjudicate, that's a big lawyer word for me, the relationship between aspirin and age-related macular degeneration, thereby challenging causal inferences. That was Dr. Sanjay Kaul's quote. I know, and he wrote that in an invited commentary. Nobody's ever invited me to commentary, probably because I can't say adjudicate properly. Okay, there's more, guys. Hold on, there's more. A recent cross-sectional study suggested a possible link between neovascular age-related macular degeneration and routine aspirin uses, but other studies have yielded conflicting findings. Okay, I don't know if you get this, but the whole medical research realm is a very, very bloody one. You thought World of Warcraft was violent and bloody and much conflict. Think about these. Look, this cross-sectional study is going up against other studies who have yielded conflicting findings. I mean, somebody has got to make a video game or an R-rated movie on this. Okay, but don't worry. We got our troops are here, okay? To prospectively examine this potential link, Wang and colleagues analyzed data from the Blue Mountains Eye Study, which included 2,300 Australians ages 49 and older. Whew, thank God Wang and his colleagues are coming in to prospectively examine this potential link between aspirin and vision loss. I gotta tell ya, I know. I don't play much World of Warcraft. My kids do. I played a little Old Republic. I played Zelda. Remember Zelda? Okay, now, retinal examinations were done every 5 years on these patients. Lesions were classified as neovascular or wet macular degeneration or geographical atrophy, as known as dry macular degeneration. Dry macular degeneration is the one that we more commonly get. All right, neovascular lesions could happen as your eye starts to grow more blood vessels. You know, we'll see neovascular issues with our diabetics many times or with our hypertensive retinopathics, the people who have had retinopathy due to their hypertension. The high blood pressure causes blood vessels to burst. New blood vessels try to come in, and the new blood vessels are a little bit more chaotic, and they can interfere with the vision that needs to be reflected off the retina, macula, etc. All right? Okay. Oh, we're not done. Aspirin use was reported on a structured questionnaire. Whew. Yeah, I know. That's some pretty strong. Now I'm thinking of my words again. You know what? That just it sounds pretty manly to me. All right. Structured questionnaire and information on relevant risk factors was obtained during physical exams, blah, blah, blah. Okay, here we go. Here's the cumulative incidence. This is what you guys were waiting for. Okay. After 15 years of follow-up, they found wet macular degeneration in 63 individuals. And here we go. Here we go. The cumulative incidence was, get your pencils out, 1.9%, 7%, and 9.3% in years 5, 10, and 15 years respectively, whereas non-users of aspirin, 0.8, 1.6, and 3.7. That is significant, even though many of us are kind of, you know, overwhelmed by all this data being spewed at us. It's some pretty significant numbers. Okay, but here we go, guys. This is the real meat. This is the juicy prime rib of this study, okay? Additional secondary analyses. Okay, guys, get ready for this one. found that the risk was 4 times higher in patients with a history of cardiovascular disease or in those without a polymorphism on the gene CFHY402H. And this gene is involved in the complement pathway that has been linked with macular degeneration. Do you see? Do you see? I tell ya, it just doesn't get bloodier than this. All right, that's secondary analysis. Brought this information to us. Oh, thank God. Thank God that I knew that polymorphism CFHY402H was involved. I knew it. Knew it. Now, research has also looked at what about aspirin? What about, or besides aspirin, what about Tylenol, acetaminophen, beta blockers? Could those affect it? No. All right, so what can we conclude? Absolutely nothing, right? Aspirin is being recommended for any of us that have high risk of cardiovascular disease. Why do we use aspirin? Well, because aspirin decreases clotting. And many of us that get heart attacks happen because part of the plaque rips off the intimal lining of our coronary artery. It tears off. Immediately the body realizes there's injury, starts to form a clot. Aspirin helps prevent part of the clot formation. And with its blood thinning properties, hopefully blood can kind of seep through around the clot and still get to the heart where it needs to go. So cardiologists love aspirin. And cardiologists will probably prefer, and I'm just, you know, pulling this one out of my retroperitoneum, they would probably prefer you being blind but alive than you having a heart attack, dying, but having good eyesight. Now, do I really think people are going blind from their aspirin use? No. People have been taking aspirin for decades. All right, we aren't seeing that much increased risk of blindness. We're starting to see more of the macular degeneration issues. My recommendation is if you are being told by your cardiologist to take a daily aspirin, don't forget to check in with the ophthalmologist. So many of you forget to see the eye doctor. And maybe it's not forgetting. Maybe it's because the eye doctor isn't covered by your insurance. Listen, if you have diabetes, if you have high blood pressure, you're supposed to be able to have a vision check covered under insurance. Again, things may change with Obamacare, I don't know. But get your eyes checked, and if you have none of those diseases, you know, but you just like to pop aspirin every now and then for a headache, maybe it wouldn't hurt to still check in with an eye doctor anyway. I recommend eye doctors for everybody over 40. If you can even get your eyes checked before, great. I recommend my children get examined. All my pediatric patients, why not have a pediatric ophthalmologist take a peek? I mean, look how many people start to get nearsighted. I blame computers, by the way. So just don't forget about your eye exams. And if you are taking daily aspirin use to protect your heart, great. You know, but where I see this going is if we have any more studies regarding aspirin use and macular degeneration, you may start to see doctors hesitate. Some may want to go on the more fancy schmancy blood thinners. If that's the case, somebody needs to then study these other blood thinners too. All right, guys, don't go away. We've got a lot more to talk about. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
What's better than Mountain House freeze-dried food? Buckets of Mountain House freeze-dried food. Now the freeze-dried guy introduces convenient, easy-to-store Mountain House survival buckets filled with our top-selling items. Each item is sealed in a Mylar-type pouch, and each pouch is neatly packed in clear buckets so you can easily see the contents inside. These Mountain House survival buckets come with well over a 25-year shelf life and are perfect for emergency preparedness, camping, backpacking, or at-home use. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on freeze-dried foods, and choose our 12-month, 6-month, 3-month, 1-month, or 7-day Mountain House Survival Bucket with 32 generous servings starting at just $69.95. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
Radio advertising on GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is simple, affordable, and reaches millions. How do we do it? Let's break it down. First, the simple part. You tell us about your business. Then our expert radio copywriters write your copy. We hire professional voice talent.
Hello there. I'm a professional announcer.
And then produce your ad with just the right music and feel. Voila! Simple. How affordable? 60-second ads on GCN are the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And that brings us to reach. Millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 700 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. That's it. A one-stop shop. Creative radio ads. Very affordable rates. Millions of potential customers and customer service that can't be beat. See our current list of satisfied advertisers at GCNlive.com. Then shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
HempUSA.org has a newly designed website and a new and improved detoxification product. Order our new Microplant Powder Gold loaded with vitamins, minerals, iodine, and probiotics, and we'll send you our travel-size Microplant Powder absolutely free. Microplant Powder only at HempUSA.org. Call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. And see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you only at HempUSA.org. Only this offer ends January 31st.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to think about the Dr. Dahlia Alaskan Cruise. That is going to be coming up in a few months. It's going to be a phenomenal trip. Go to my website at drdahlia.com so you could check that out. Pretty soon, we may have a new time change and a very exciting time change, where I'll be live to a lot more of my XM listeners so we could take your calls live. That is going to be extremely exciting. So when we get scoop on that, I will share that with you all so you know when you could call in and be live. For now, we've been taking your calls, playing them the next live hour, and many of you have been emailing me, and I hope I should be completely caught up to date. I think I've emailed everyone back. The last email I can't answer is all the information was in, but the question hadn't been typed in, so the person had forgotten to post her question. That's about the last one. Other than that, I am completely caught up. This is a question I'm allowed to read on air, so let's go for it. Paul from Long Island writes, Doctor, I'm 44 years old and healthy. No high blood pressure. I weigh 175 pounds. I eat healthy and I eat regularly, but have not been able to see a doctor in years. Oh, I have not been to a doctor in years. My father had a heart attack 20 years ago and died when he was 48 years old. What should I do? Should I see a heart specialist now? All right, great question. I get that a lot. Many of you are out there saying, well, if I'm healthy, what am I supposed to do? Do I just actively go to a doctor? Do I start spending money seeing specialists? What should I do? Well, if a patient comes in to see me and they have a significant family history of heart disease. Now, significant is subjective. To me, having a family member who died at age 48 of a heart, gotta be careful, not supposed to say fart on air, but if they had a heart attack 20 years ago when they were 48, that to me is pretty significant. And now, we've reviewed the cardiac risk factors. What are cardiac risk factors that we need to watch out for in each and every one of us? Well, one, if you're a male over 40, two, if you're a female over 50, all right, if you smoke, if you're a diabetic, if you have high blood pressure, if you had a heart attack in your own past, that puts you at high risk. If there's a family history of heart disease, we're also contemplating using short stature, contemplating obesity. But for the most part, your main risk factors are diabetes, high blood pressure, smoking, your age, family history, and your current cardiovascular history. So if you have any of those cardiac risk factors, I recommend getting an EKG. We've talked about EKGs. EKGs pick up the electrical current from the heart, and then it transmits it to a machine. We doctors, nurse practitioners, PAs take a look at the leads. We take a look at the electrical output, and we try to infer if part of your heart is not getting enough blood because it may not conduct the electricity as well as we want it to. It's a beautiful test, and it's an extremely sensitive test, not very specific. So if your EKG looks great in the office, we can't say you're completely completely cardiac free, so to speak. Okay, we can't say you're a heart free patient. We know that there could be something cardiac, or we believe something cardiac wise could still be going on that the EKG could miss. However, if you are having chest pain, if you are having a heart attack, that EKG picks it up pretty nicely. It just, if it's negative, we can't say you're completely in the clear. I can't tell you how many patients tell me I had an EKG, it was good, I'm fine. Or they'll be in the ER. They'll go to the ER. They'll have some, let's say, epigastric pain, right? Pain in the upper stomach. So the ER doctor is looking at pancreatitis, looking at gallstones, looking at chest pain, cardiac conditions. So he'll do an EKG. He'll do an ultrasound, etc. Patient will leave the hospital, come and see me, and say, I was diagnosed with gastritis. I have gastritis. ER doctor said to follow up with my doctor. Now, I don't care if you have pain in the stomach. I'm always worried about your chest. So I'll say, all right, well, how did your heart look? Oh, the doctor said it was fine. The EKG looked great. I go, get me a copy of that EKG. I take a look at the EKG, and many times the EKGs are actually not that great. All right, I see a little flattening of some of the T waves. I'm not very excited with their R wave progression. You know, a couple things that I see electrophysiological wise, I'm not too happy. So I say, look, let's get a cardiologist to take a look at you. And lo and behold, they have some arterial blockage. That might not have caused the gastric episode that prompted them to go to the ER. But if an ER doctor says your heart is fine, that means your heart is fine to the point where they don't need to have a doctor admit you, or they don't need to treat you in the ER for a cardiac disease. That doesn't mean you're completely free and clear and not clogging your arteries. The EKG can't tell us that. So for any of you that have ever had an EKG in the past and was told it's fine, it's great, but you have any of those cardiac risk factors that I talked about, diabetes, high blood pressure, high cholesterol, did I forget to mention high cholesterol, smoking, etc., that's extremely important. And smoking, family history of heart disease. So here we go with our gentleman from Long Island, Paul. If your father had a heart attack when he was only 48, and here you are a male over 40, that's two risk factors. Now, the other thing, too, is you didn't mention your cholesterol. You said you don't have high blood pressure. You say you weigh 175 pounds. I'm assuming you're probably 5'8 on up, so I'm not too upset with the weight. But you have not been to a doctor in years. You haven't been to a doctor in years. We have no idea what your blood sugar is. We have no idea what your cholesterol is. So what I would do if I were you, okay, and I'm a few years behind you in this one, but I've already done what I was supposed to. I got my cholesterol checked. I was so happy my cholesterol was 157. Mm-hmm. Normal's under 200. You see, Dr. Dahlia's keeping that. Yeah, I know I need to lose some pounds in the tushy. I know. Hey, but let's just talk about cholesterol for now. My cholesterol was good, and I'm talking damn good. I'm so proud of myself. It's probably because Hostess is going bankrupt. I haven't bought Hostess in a while. I probably should have, though. Anyway, my cholesterol is good. So here, you have two cardiac risk factors. Your father had a heart attack. You're over 40. We have no idea what your cholesterol is. That could be a third risk factor. What if you're an early diabetic? We have no idea. That could be a fourth risk factor, and you didn't mention if you smoked. My guess is you don't, because the fact that you say you're healthy. It's funny. Many of my smokers will not call themselves healthy. You know, they'll say, I smoke. I've never had a person go, I am healthy, and I smoke. I just don't see people say that, even if they are healthy. So I would say go to a regular doctor. Go to an internist. Go to a family doctor. Tell them exactly what you told me. Have them do some blood work. Make sure they check your thyroid, your cholesterol. Remember, I still like the PSAs. Okay, I didn't ask you if you have a receding hairline with that study coming out saying bald men are more likely to get prostate cancer. But definitely, you know, get your work up. And if your EKG looks normal, ask your doctor if they would consider your having a stress test or a cardiologist take a look at you, because there is a significant history of heart disease in your family. Now, let's say somebody in your family was doing cocaine, speed, meth, etc., and that's why they had a heart attack, because they ended up having a dilated cardiomyopathy. The heart muscle expanded so much because of the stress of the stimulants, some people could die. I mean, that type of heart disease, that's not genetic. But if your father was just doing what he, you know, he's just doing what he's, you know, supposed to do, just go to work every day, come home, you know, eat a well-cooked meal, type of thing, your genetics, that genetics could follow you. So you go to the doctor, you get yourself checked. What else should a 40-year-old man be concerned with? I think we covered it. Cholesterol, diabetes, checking your thyroid. I throw a baseline PSA on there. I get that EKG. Sometimes a cardiologist will want a chest X-ray. Sometimes they won't. More times than not, they want a chest X-ray. So don't be surprised if your doctor recommends a chest X-ray. That's fine, too. Now, if you're over 40 and you have a family history of gastrointestinal disease, man or women, such that it turned to GI cancer. So if there's stomach cancer, pancreatic cancer, liver cancer, abdominal cancer, colon cancer, we do recommend you seeing a gastroenterologist. Very important for you to get that checked. If you do have colon cancer or gastric cancer or esophageal cancer in the family, they're going to probably recommend a scope. We had a patient yesterday who had gone in for, she had come with her husband, but she had seen a gastroenterologist in the past. The gastroenterologist scoped her. She's in her 40s. She thought that was overkill. But again, colon cancer could take 10, 20 years to flourish. That's why we check you in your 40s if you have a family member who had it in their 60s. Whew! We're going on break. Don't go away. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
Hey, everybody. Dr. Dahlia here. Now, listen up. It is time for the Dr. Dahlia Alaskan Cruise. Leaving June 28th out of Seattle, Washington, we will cruise up the gorgeous Inside Passage of Alaska for the most amazing week of your life, returning July 5th. Now, the ship we are taking is the exquisite Celebrity Solstice. And as we go up Alaska's Inside Passage, we're going to visit Ketchikan, Tracy Arm Fjord, Juneau, Skagway, and, of course, Victoria, British Columbia. Now, when you take a Dr. Dahlia cruise, what else happens? Well, we got parties, we got prizes, and the most amazing classes. So book your cabin now by visiting my website at www.drdahlia.com. That's drdahlia.com. Or call 702-279-5035. That's 702-279-5035. Come on, guys. Let's go cruising.
Preparedness is simple when you have the right stuff. And with the looming threat of economic collapse and possible service interruption, it's time to get the best-in-class preparedness stuff at DisasterStuff.com. DisasterStuff.com has been serving smart preppers for over 15 years with quality products like Berkey water filters. DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. And as always, free shipping on all Berkey products. Stock up on water barrels and accessories. Get Country Living or Wonder Mill grain mills, Excalibur food dehydrators, Tatler reusable canning lids, Sun Oven solar cookers, EMP bags to protect sensitive electronics, and don't be without your Life Straw personal water filter, all from DisasterStuff.com. Preparedness is simple with the right stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll-free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
Food storage? Check. Survival tools? Check. Weapons and water filters? Check. But what about a permanent source of cooking power that can run forever without buying fuel or paying for maintenance? Introducing Afterburner Stoves, home of the original patented rocket stove, the Kelly Kettle, and the Solo Stove. Afterburner Stoves has what you need and now offers all GCN listeners our complete preparedness package with the means to cook meals and sanitize water. Whether you dig in or bug out, cook almost any meal with just a handful of sticks. We already have the lowest online prices guaranteed, but if you enter coupon code GCN at checkout, we'll knock off an additional 15% and send you our amazing 6-hour solar rechargeable light bulb absolutely free, all for only $249. Visit afterburnerstoves.com or call 866-716-5214. 866-716-5214. Afterburnerstoves.com. Cook hot meals with just a handful of sticks.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water filtration systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to you all for tuning in. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and the Dr. Dahlia Show on Facebook. Big thanks to Freeze Dry Guy who is sponsoring this segment of the show. Never hurts to be prepared. They got great food, great prices. Go to freezedryguy.com to check them out. Or you can go to my website, and we have a link that attaches there as well. So many of you have heard this headline, how our dishware and our dinner plates could be putting us at risk for kidney stones. I know many of you have been asking me about this one since last night. Apparently there's a chemical called melamine. And melamine is found in some dishware. It's actually found in a lot of different household products. It's found in plates and bowls and mugs. But I guess the melamine is able to also migrate out of the plate, out of the kitchenware, and into our food. Now, this is according to Dr. Kenneth Spaeth, who is director of the Occupational Environmental Medicine Center at North Shore University Hospital in Manhasset, New York. He said higher temperatures like hot soups, etc., or more acidic foods will encourage melamine to leach out of the plate and contaminate food. Your older, lower quality kitchen care, kitchenware will probably be at higher risk. Now, they looked at the study in Taiwan. They looked at 12 healthy men and women who ate hot noodle soup from either a melamine bowl or a ceramic bowl. Then they looked at the urine sample. So this was kind of a small study. They collected the urine samples from the participants for 12 hours after they ate the soup, okay? Hopefully nobody then re-ate a new bowl of soup and mixed it up with one of the urine samples. 3 weeks later, the participants consumed the same kind of soup, but the type of bowl they used was reversed. Ooh, boy, they're really making this study fancy. Urine samples were collected again. Total melamine levels in the urine for 12 hours after eating the soup was 8.35 micrograms when they ate out of the melamine bowls versus the people who ate out of the ceramic bowls, 1.3 micrograms. So that's pretty significant. So they say melamine tableware can release large amounts of melamine when used to serve high-temperature foods. This is no shock to us. I mean, you know, as we've been watching these plastic products and BPA, we usually don't use our plastic products or our plastic water bottles for anything high temperature, right? Because we know the heat could leach things out. So then we use other types of bowls. Ceramic used to be big. Now they use, you know, other types of flatware and dinnerware, et cetera. And, flatware silverware? It's called silverware, even though it's not silverware. We buy the cheap ones at Target. Anyway, we don't use ceramic bowls as much. Okay, so what does this melamine do? Well, in animal studies, they found that melamine causes kidney stones, kidney damage, and cancer. So right now they have no idea how much danger there is. I mean, think about it. We have been eating soup for years. You know, I'll get some Spanish rice. I'll put some ground beef in it. I'll throw some Mexican cheese mix on there, and I'll get some chips, and those are my nachos, and I'll heat the cheese and the meat and the I know, not kosher, but you know, so I mix that with the rice, heat it up really good in my bowl, and then I sit down on the couch and I got my little bowl of nachos. I don't do beans with my nachos. I can't do that to my family, but rice. So I do the rice, the cheese, and the meat. I throw some tomatoes in there, maybe some peppers, and I got a real nice meal. I know, kind of high in calories, but I try to use a low-fat meat. I know the Mexican rice may not be whole grain, but it just tastes so good. I love Mexican rice. So anyway, that's like one of my favorite dinners. So somebody could say, well, you're hot nachos. And that's what I call nachos. In my house, we call nachos. And, you know, sometimes I don't even eat it with the chips. I'll just eat it with a spoon or just eat it with my fingers. You just got to roll up the rice in your fingers and that's just what I do. Our family, we were just very comfortable eating rice with fingers. That's just the food. I don't really eat anything else with my fingers, but rice, always love to eat with my fingers. Don't ask. It's just something that I've always been comfortable doing. I know. Then you get to lick your fingers. Right. Yeah. You know, I yell at my kids for having food all over the place. Yeah, they're not allowed to do what I do. My kids are not allowed to bring their food into the family room area and eat, but I do it. And then they see me do it, so then they come, and then they try to cuddle, or they try to tell me they got a good grade, and then I look over, and they've been actually eating next to me the whole time. So we have a little problem with that. Okay, so that's melamine. Now, for some of you going, wait a second, I've heard about melamine. This isn't new. You're right. Back in 2008, this chemical was found in high levels in milk and baby formula to babies fed in China. Remember that? So, yeah. So this is just, you know, so what advice do we have? Well, I guess, you know, find a microwave-safe type of dish that hopefully doesn't have BPA, phthalates, melamine. You know what? Just eat cold food. That's what we'll do. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Now this is interesting. Okay, so every now and then we get a survey, and it talks about what women, I mean, any of these surveys, they can talk about a variety of things, but this one survey looks pretty good, and it is a poll of 2,000 women, Okay. I believe it was done by Sainsbury, and it discusses what women want and what women want, depending on their age. Okay. You know, some women would rather read a book than see a soap opera. Some women would rather hear daddy compliment the kids on something they've done than compliment her on her hair. What do women prefer? Now, this is interesting. I can't tell you I agree with all these, but they say under 24 years old, women, all right, say they would love a partner giving them a spontaneous cuddle. They would like comfortable underwear. Oh, you know what? I'd like that too. Comfortable underwear. Absolutely. They like it when somebody says that they've lost weight. They like sexy underwear. They like finding a bargain. They like flowers. They like being brought a present. I'm not really that big on flowers because they die a couple days later, and then I feel bad that I didn't take care of them. They love eating chocolate. They like catching up with old friends. They like having clean teeth. They like having a meal cooked for them. According to the study, they do prefer shopping. They do prefer it when somebody notices that their hair was done. They do like getting dressed up for a night out. They do like a sale at their favorite shop. They do like being told that their children are well-behaved or clever, and they do like a bubble bath. So, guys, if you're thinking about hitting on a woman under than 21, you know, talk about their children, all right? But not creepily, you know. Let's say somebody that, you know, you see their child, right? I mean, obviously, they'd have to be single at the time. And just go, gosh, your child is just so well-behaved, just perfect, you know. And then just walk off. Okay, you know, you got to kind of, you know, do these little things in ways. We need to talk about that. How to approach a woman. We spent a couple years ago, we spent some real good shows talking about how to make that first step, that first conversation. We need to do that. Okay, so what do women like between 25 and 50? This is my age group. They like buying a new bottle of perfume. I get that. Going out to lunch with friends. They like winning a debate. Oh, yes. Men, if you want to avoid your wife's wrath in a debate, just say, you know, you won. You got me. And don't say it facetiously, and don't be condescending. If the woman thinks she won the debate, oh my gosh, we're on cloud nine. Women like any praise from the boss. They like spa days. I'm not big on spa days. They like they say, according to this, show off a new purse. It's not sexist. These are what the women said they like. They like recycling clothes. They like eating cheese. Some women really like eating cheese. I do. Let me sit there with a Cracker Barrel, sharp cheddar cheese. I am a happy, happy woman. They like sharing wine. They like having a manicure, some of them. I don't like sitting there for that long. And they like cleavage-enhancing bras. I love it when my bra conceals my cleavage. All right? I can't have any of more of those embarrassing moments I've had. All right, guys, don't go away. Another hour coming up. 1-877-DOC-DALLY.
My name is Stephen Huer. After 22 years of nutritional counseling, I've observed that most brain malfunctions have at their roots some form of toxicity and brain damage. So whether it is poor memory, poor focus, lack of creative thinking, or more serious matters like inability to focus, speak normally, or remember things, the emphasis to getting one's brain working optimally needs to be on detoxification. One World Way supports your body's number one means of detoxification, which is glutathione production.
My name is Angie, and my son has suffered from borderline autism and constipation. I got him on One World Way, and in 2 months, his constipation is gone. He's become friendlier. He can carry on a normal conversation with me, and he has made his first friend. He's doing great, and he looks forward to taking One World Way every day. You could offer him a present or a cake, and he would prefer the One World Way.
Go to oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
If you're considering a water filter, have you heard about AquaPail? AquaPail from FreezeDryGuy.com has huge advantages over many other water filters. American-made AquaPail units are designed and engineered to not just filter contaminated water, but capture or kill all bacteria and viruses to non-detectable levels. AquaPail has the fastest flow rate of any other water filter on the market, filtering a gallon of contaminated water in about 5 minutes. That's water when you need it, now. Get the world's fastest, safest, and most reliable gravity-fed portable water treatment system for surface, well, and wastewater sources. Aquapail. Available in four sizes starting at only $100. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.